From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Panama today, where he'll meet with the country's new president. He'll also meet with the presidents of El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala to talk about the huge numbers of unaccompanied children traveling to the U.S. illegally. In a few minutes, a Texas lawyer who works with those kids, why does he think they're coming to the U.S.?
But first, to the debate in Washington on this issue. President Obama said yesterday he will take executive action on immigration after he says House Speaker John Boehner told him that the House will not vote on immigration reform this year.
While I will continue to push House Republicans to drop the excuses and act, and I hope their constituents will too, America cannot wait forever for them to act. And that's why today I'm beginning a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own, without Congress. As a first step, I'm directing the Secretary of Homeland Security and the Attorney General to move available and appropriate resources from our interior to the border.
And that particular action is intended to slow these increasing numbers of children crossing the border illegally on their own. More than 50,000 have been caught so far this year. Joining us from Here and Now contributing station KJZZ in Phoenix is Jude Jaffe Block. Jude, welcome. And how are people responding where you are to what the president is planning to do?
Well, keep in mind, here on the ground in Arizona, we have a lot of grassroots groups who have been pushing for quite a long time for immigration reform and have been waiting a long time to hear this message from the president. They've long given up on Congress and were hoping the president would take executive action. So now these groups are saying, OK, well, what's it going to be? We want to see something substantial from the president. Why has it even taken this long? And we'd like to see something that's going to keep immigrant families together.
Well, and what more do we know exactly about what he is planning to do? Because I know that there weren't a whole lot of details in yesterday's announcement.
Yeah, there really wasn't. I mean, what we know in the past, I mean, we know from these groups, they'd like to see things like some kind of delayed deportation or relief from deportation, similar to what we saw him grant young children who were brought here by their parents, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, some extension of that to a bigger group of people. We've also seen some things that have been floated, such as no longer making those who have a previous deportation or a previous deportation order a priority for removal, which would allow some people who currently would be priorities to remain in the country.
Well, and let's talk about what he was talking about in that clip a few minutes ago about sending more people to the border, beefing up the Border Patrol. Would that make a difference in the problem that we're seeing now of thousands and thousands of unaccompanied children coming across the border being apprehended?
Yeah, well, one thing he's talking about, I mean, he's talking about a whole range of things. He's talking also about breaking up the smuggling rings that are bringing over these children.
Right.
And he's also talking about more resources at the immigration court level to speed up the process of deporting people, which has raised some red flags among some of these same advocates who are concerned about some of the due process rights that might be lost if some of these deportation procedures are sped up. So that's another issue that's been raised in recent days. As in terms of the difference that it can make, I mean, that's really the question. A lot of people are saying for anything to really stem the tide, the change has to happen in these home countries, that the violence and the situation facing children there has to be curbed at the root of the problem.
Which may be why Secretary of State John Kerry is down in Central America today talking with the leaders there, and he's not the first U.S. official to do that. Joe, you've been to one of these detention facilities in Nogales, Arizona. We actually spoke recently with the mayor of Nogales about it, where some of these children are being held. Tell us about that and what you've seen there.
Yeah, well, you know, this facility is only meant to be really short term, and it was never designed to hold children. It's a difficult place to see children being held. But I mean, I think for me, what really resonated was for the first time hearing about this population for so long and then actually seeing their faces, seeing these cubbies that hold their property, seeing these pink backpacks and imagining that these children, you know, it occurred to them one day to pack up that pink backpack and make this journey. And now they're really in this state of limbo and uncertainty. And, you know, we as a country have to figure out what kind of fate is going to happen to them.
Before we let you go, Jude, another major border-related issue that came up again yesterday, a federal appeals court ruled that a U.S. border agent can be held accountable for firing across the border and killing a 15-year-old Mexican boy. Tell us just briefly about this case and what kind of implications this court decision is likely to have.
Yeah, I mean, this is a really interesting case that comes at an important moment because the Border Patrol has been facing so much scrutiny related to excessive force lately. And so basically what this appeals court in Texas said is that the Border Patrol can be held accountable. These parents of the child who was shot across the border can sue, that there are constitutional rights for a Mexican national on the other side of the border in a case like this. So it's a really interesting one to watch.
And we'll be watching it. Jude Jaffe Block, senior field correspondent with Here and Now contributing station KJZZ in Phoenix. Jude, thank you so much.
Thank you.